Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Morning. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the program. It's Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios and the 12th Fairway at Augusta National. We appreciate you coming along for the ride here. We got JC here in just a second. We'll also have Trent Whittemore's weekly word with big offensive lineman Joshua Braun. You should enjoy that. But let's go ahead. If you missed it last night, Gators beat FAMU. You have a ton of hits. Hopefully those hits will carry over this weekend against the Arkansas Razorbacks that roll into town. Softball plays the number two ranked team in America tonight. The Lady Semis roll into town. And then you got Alabama rolling into town this weekend. So let's head to the Titan MR hotline. And we're joined by John Cornell. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Hey, Shane Matthews. Matthews with two T's. You know, the softball games with Florida State and Alabama, you can't ask for two better teams to come in here and play. So I'm certain that the crowds will reflect the level of competition we'll see on the field between these schools, because a lot of times we get smaller schools come in town, and that's great and all, but this is the cream of the crop, and you're right, Florida State and Alabama. QB, I'm good, but that behind you there, you're sitting actually – I don't think you're on the fairway of the 12th.
No, I'm sitting in the pine trees.
Yes, you're in the pine tree. Okay, because that's certainly number 13, but you're looking at it from the side, right there in front of Race Creek there. So
I'm right between the pine trees and right where the rough and the fairway where it slopes out like this.
Like this, yeah.
Yeah, so we're set up right there in a tent. We're getting some pimento cheese sandwiches. And quarter beer's going right now.
For $2.50, man. That's awesome. Yeah, it's pimento cheese. That's what I get when I go. Well, QB, I don't know. I mean, they're going to have some rain to deal with. I think that's going to make these greens really receptive, and the fairways, you know, will be a little bit slower. The ball won't roll as much. The rain's going to come through, but it'll be gone, and then they'll get this tournament through, I'm sure, by Sunday without any problems. But there's going to be some rain. I think that will help score. I do. I think that'll help.
Yeah, well, you know, they never really grow rough at Augusta National. I hope they've grown it a little bit. But the big news is, obviously, Tiger is going to play. Yeah. I honestly don't know how he's going to walk that golf course, but we shall see. Now, he only may have to walk it 2 weeks. I mean, 2 rounds, because he may not make the cut, but we'll see. Chris says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Metal Law, Shane has to be the only podcast that has the rights to set up at the Masters routinely. That status, no doubt, Chris, no doubt. We can set up anywhere on Augusta National at any time of the day. Real quick, before we start talking Masters, JC, because it's the greatest golf event ever, Andy says, interesting stat. In 9 SEC games, Hunter Barco's ERA is 1.80. Okay. The rest of the pitching staff, 10.24.
I mean, that's it, isn't it? He's the ace, and Florida's chances of winning are exponentially better when he pitches. Unfortunately, he can only pitch once a week. So that's not a good ratio. I don't know. I mean, we talked about this on Monday. Their pitching is the biggest question, and why it's this way, we don't really know why. This is for Kevin O'Sullivan to figure out. He's the one making seven figures. He'll figure it out. But this, you know, as they go through the year, and there's still lots of baseball to play, maybe we'll see some improvement. I'm hoping so. That Arkansas team will come in here, and it'll be difficult for Florida. I will tell you that. QB, I saw something the other day that made me laugh. I want your comments on this. Notre Dame is set to play Tennessee State in the 2023 season opener of football. And this is the first time Notre Dame has played an FCS or an HBCU football team. And what made me laugh was the announcement from Jack Swarbrick. He says, "We're excited to bring a pair of great academic institutions that are steeped in tradition together in 2023. And, you know, Tennessee State says, Tennessee State and Notre Dame are two iconic programs that have helped shape today's college athletics landscape. Can you tell me anything about Tennessee State other than Eddie George is their coach? I mean, anything academically or otherwise?
So no, because if I remember correctly, I can't remember if they've ever won the SWAC. I don't even know if they're in the SWAC, but I think they are. But yeah, I know nothing about Tennessee State. I couldn't name one player that came out of Tennessee State. But the Tigers up there in Nashville, I believe that's where they're located. They think they have a prestigious football program and academic institution, apparently.
Very. And then this is another good one. He goes, I'm thrilled we're able to bring the Tennessee State Tigers and the Irish together for a weekend that will feature programs with over 20 combined national titles, the Aristocrat of Bands and the Band of the Fighting Irish. What is this guy talking about?
Well, I will tell you this. Nobody gives a damn about Notre Dame's band, but those boring Notre Dame fans that just sit on their hands at the stadium will love the Tennessee State band, I can promise you.
The Aristocrat of Bands. So that's true. But where did they come up with 20 combined national titles? They must be talking about other things. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what Tennessee State, and hopefully we're not offending anyone that went to Tennessee State. Nothing against them. But
no.
It's not one of the prestigious HBC universities, in my opinion.
No, it's not even a prestigious FCS school or anything. I've never heard of of it being a great academic institution or – a school that has led the way, helped shape college athletics. I've never heard of Tennessee. I didn't even know where they were before Eddie George became their coach. So anyway, I found that amusing, and I was just curious what you thought. But it's not important, really. But
I got something else in college football. I'll read this text on the Titanomore text line referring to Gator baseball. It's an anonymous text. It's from a Jacksonville number. We get a bunch of anonymous texts from this number. It says, Gators will score about 6 runs this weekend. Arkansas will score about 26.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be very difficult for Florida. Arkansas is going to come here slinging. And, I mean, they're a good team. Good Lord. They're going to hit the ball all over the place. So if you like runs being scored, show on up. Go to the ballpark this weekend. You'll see some runs being scored.
John says, Tennessee State is no FAMU. And Andy says, Tennessee State won't be sending JC a cap anytime soon.
Look, I just never knew.
But you will buy a Tennessee State hat if they beat the Irish, correct?
Oh, you better believe it. If they run it up on the Irish, I'll be a Tiger fan big time. And for sure.
No, so I saw this on Twitter. Speaking of college football, we're going to get to the Masters picks in just a second. Okay, so Jimbo Fisher has coached 48 games at A&M, JC.
Wow.
What do you think, what would you guess his record? Well, you may know it, but you may not. What do you think his record is in his first 48 games?
I'll say it's 35-13.
It's 34-14.
Wow, I mean, I just guessed that.
Yeah, okay. So, in both his first year, first 48 games, and Kevin Sumlin, who was fired for him, they both were 34-14.
Yeah.
Neither have won an SEC title.
Right.
They both have 3 bowl wins in their first 48 games.
And a win against Alabama.
And they both have 1 win against Alabama.
That's right.
How about that?
I have said that. When Jimbo was raising hell about, defending his financial aid to his recruiting class, I said to myself, why is Texas A&M so enamored with a guy that is no different than the one they fired record-wise, okay? And we all know that your record is who you are. And let's be honest, Texas A&M hasn't had one player of the magnitude of Johnny Manziel. And Johnny Manziel came to Texas A&M because of Kevin Sumlin and his coaching staff, Cliff Kingsbury and guys like that, right? So I don't know why everybody's so enamored with Jimbo Fisher. I mean, he was 1-9 against Alabama in the last 10. So, I mean, whatever. Nick Saban ran him out of Florida State. I mean, they just ran him out of FSU after Alabama just fractured that team, and then they went straight to hell after that. So for some reason, Jimbo Fisher commands a great salary, commands all this respect. Everybody thinks he's wonderful, and yet they lose Mississippi State at home. So, okay. I mean, sure.
Yeah, so I think, you know, after the amount of money spent on this year's number one recruiting class, I think he's got more pressure on him.
Oh, yeah.
In America.
Yeah, no, it's true. I agree. And that game on October the 8th, Alabama fans have it circled, and I can't wait for it. I'm going to go.
Yeah, so anyway, Gators announced yesterday spring game. I think it kicks off at 7:30. There will be divided into teams. You know, they're going to have one team run out of the normal tunnel, the other team run out of the visiting tunnel.
Yeah.
It's going to be 15-minute quarters, so we'll see. I think it's going to be more of an old-time spring game rather than what you've seen in the last 8 or 9 years. So that will kick off next week.
I want to see Jack Miller throw the football. That's what I'm
going to throw it.
Yeah, I think if I'm a Gator fan, I'm sitting around thinking what to expect out of this team. I already know about Anthony Richardson, and he's very good, and you know they've got to get the ball in his hands without a doubt. But I'd like to see what this Jack Miller is all about. See if he can spin it the way I would hope he could. And you're saying
he can't.
Well, then that's got to make you happy.
He's the best passer on the team.
Well, then that's got to make you feel good about the prospects at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a two-man race. I mean, Anthony will be your starter because he can make things happen when things break down and his running ability. But from a pure throwing standpoint, Miller is very fundamentally sound, extremely accurate, throws a nice catchable ball. So we'll see. Joseph says he doesn't care about Jack Miller because AR is the guy. Be careful. I'm just saying.
You know, that's all well and good, but Anthony's also been hurt quite a bit, so you may need old Jack. And, you know, just keep your eye on him. That's all I'm saying. If I'm in a spring game that is not as important as a regular game, obviously, then I want to see a guy who is coming in here that I haven't seen before. That's all I'm saying. And I think, you know, I think both should play a big role in Florida's offensive scheme, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't say I don't like our receiving core or the receiving room needs to be enhanced big time somehow, some way. I don't know how we do it, but we got to do it. Roozugger State Farm is the office a team of dedicated insurance professionals ready to help life go right with the right insurance options for you and your family. Visit ogreinsurance.com and call us at 352-240-1779. Speaking with JC on the Titan MR hotline, we'll have the Trent Whittemore weekly word with Whit, big Joshua Braun, big offensive lineman out of Sewanee High School. Scott says, Shane, who would you start at quarterback if I was the head coach? Well, I'd have to go to every practice, sit in the meetings, see how they digest what I want, the reads, the precision, the timing, things of that nature. It's hard to say. I mean, I like Anthony. But I don't know if Anthony would be the type of a quarterback to run what I like to run. Now, Billy and them ain't dumb. They're going to use his athletic ability and call run plays. But what I've tried to tell people, I want a quarterback that's consistent and throws completions. I don't care about the guy that runs 75 yards and hurdles guys. Because to me, that ain't playing quarterback. Might as well put him in number 33 and line him up in the eye. But he can cause so many problems for defenses. But from a consistent – I look at quarterbacks, I need consistency. I don't need the wild plays. I need consistent plays, accuracy, and anticipation decision-making. So it's going to – I mean, Anthony's got a chance to be really, really good. But I don't think he will ever be a consistent thrower of the football. It's just not something that you work on and you become. You either are or you aren't. John says, I like how they are treating the spring game like an actual game by splitting up the team and having them practice at different times. I don't know if they have done that before or not. Yeah, I think like the last two practices before the spring game, they'll go down there and they'll work with just their team, probably put in a few trick plays to excite the fans, things of that nature. Chris says, with our lack of athletic ability at wide receiver and tight end, are we going to need AR-15's legs this year? I mean, they're going to call run plays for him or – they may not call run plays for him, but he takes off running. He's a tremendous runner with the football. There's no question about that. I will say Alabama released, I don't know what happened. What's his name? Ajay Hall.
Hall. I think he's his name. I'm not sure
what all went down there, but I'll tell you right now, if he doesn't have any, like, lots of baggage, I'll take him right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, you want guys who can run routes and catch. I hear you. I need dudes
that can run, JC. I'm talking flat out run and score touchdowns.
Yes.
I don't need anybody that looks good in their uniform. I need dudes that can score and run and make people miss.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, that's it, right? I mean, you're an offense guy. That's what we got to see is points scored.
We
both have a mutual friend that we saw over the weekend who used to play offensive line with you, say simply that, because I asked him, I said, is it going to be Anthony or is it going to be somebody else who can, you know, be more of a traditional quarterback? He goes, it's got to be Anthony because he's got the best capability of scoring with the football that he knows of on offense. Now, I don't know what that meant really, other than, yeah, I'm going to take Anthony because Anthony can make things happen offensively, whether it's through the air or running or whatever. He just wants to see the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, got to score to win. Got to score to win. All right, JC, before we get to Trent Whittemore, let's get to our Peach Stain Dentistry, Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte and surrounding areas. Visit them at peachlanddental.com. It's our Masters 2022 picks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you go first. I have my three guys listed here.
I'm going to do something that's got an asterisk by it, and you'll hate it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think if Tiger Woods plays with the way they say he's hitting the ball, he's going to be a factor. So I'm going to take Tiger Woods. Look at you.
What a moron. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, so I'm going to give you a lesson here for a guy who used to be in the TV business and was a sports reporter on TV. Okay, do you really think that Freddie Couples and Justin Thomas are going to say, damn, Tiger's hitting it shitty today? I mean, do you really think they're going to say that on TV?
No.
Is there anybody that's suiting up, or not suiting up, but that's playing in this event that can't hit it well? I mean, seriously.
All right, I won't take him then.
Well, no, you put an asterisk by it, but really, JC, it's no different than, you know, that's why I love Coach Napier. You can ask Coach Napier a question, and he's going to answer it, but he ain't going to say nothing bad about anybody. He's not going to say, damn, that boy can't catch a lick. He's slow. Well, he can't run. He can't catch.
I knew a coach around here once who used to be honest, at least be somewhat candid with the media, you know. He really did used to be that way. And we
But did he ever say that dude wasn't very good?
At a restaurant right now. No, what he would say, it wasn't his fault for going in. It was coach's fault for putting him in.
So, yeah, no, but here's a saying. It's not your fault. I'm the dumbass that put you in the game. Yeah.
Huh?
It's not your fault, JC, that you picked Tiger. No, I think it's a tremendous story, but I just don't know how Tiger – compete against these young guns.
Getting around the course. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau's got issues with that. Brooks Koepka with the knee probably has issues with that. And getting around the course for 4 days, but like you said, he may only have to do it for 2 days. Hang on a second.
Chris says, I can't imagine why Tiger would want to play if he didn't think he could compete. Well, he does. Every competitor thinks they can compete. I think I can go out there and throw 7-on-7 better than anybody on campus right now at 51. Yeah. Unless Augusta's paying him to boost the race. Augusta's not doing this. This is a thing where when you're an exempt for a lifetime, you are always going to play Augusta National. I mean, look at Freddie Couples. Freddie's got to be, what, 60-ish?
Yeah.
He's going to play. He doesn't care if he shoots 100. He's going to play Augusta National.
Correct.
That's right. And, you know, Joe says here, Nike-sponsored athlete Tiger Woods wearing FootJoys. Yeah, because of his.
Yeah, but I don't think it's about money either. I understand what they're saying, but no, I think it's about whether or not he wants. You know, this is his favorite course, and he wants to play. So we'll see. But with the asterisks there, I'm going to pick one. My first pick would be with Tiger's asterisks if he plays. My first pick is going to be Dustin Johnson for sure.
DJ, former champ. Absolutely. I like that pick. Okay, my first pick is the mullet man from Australia, Cam Smith. Yeah. Might be the best putter on tour. You better be able to putt at Augusta National. He's coming off his big win at TPC. I really like Cam Smith in this.
That's a good pick. You kind of introduced me to him, and I watched him when he was at TPC, and I will 100% back that up because he is a really special talent with the short game and certainly can make pressure shots. So the guy is well battle-tested, and this could be his first major for sure. I'm going to also then come back and take my man John Rahm. I just think he hasn't played great. But this is a course he can destroy this course. He really can.
Yeah, he's one of the favorites for sure. I'm gonna go with Koepka. He's been so close at Augusta. I just think his mindset is there. You know, it's a major now, so he's gonna play different than he has. He doesn't give a damn about these other tournaments he plays in. You can see it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Koepka.
I'm gonna give you a name that's playing with Tiger Woods, who I think is an extreme talent on tour, but we don't talk much about him. I think Joaquin Niemann is a guy to keep your eye on because he's young and he makes shots. And so if that makes any sense, they all make shots. But what I'm saying is this guy is a really, really special talent that doesn't get the hype. If he's around on Sunday in the top five, he's got nothing to lose, right? I mean, he's got everything to gain here. I like Joaquin Niemann to go with DJ and John Rahm.
I thought you were going to pick Louis Oosthuizen, who's in Tiger's group, because Louis coming second at like multiple times in these majors. I'm going to take the X-Man, Xander Schauffele. I think he hasn't been playing great, but this is a really good. What are you laughing at? You take damn John Rahm every freaking tournament. He's number one. He was number one in the world for like a year. Xander has such a – he is such a great ball striker, like everybody else on tour as well. But I just – his game is so good.
Your adjectives are superlative.
Yeah. Charlie asked on Facebook Live before we let you go, brought to you by Mountain Law, where does the best Gator finish this weekend's Masters? There's only one in the tournament, right?
Yeah, right, that I know of. Unless somebody slipped in there, it's Billy. I think Billy's playing outstanding, maybe the best golf he's played in years. He could definitely be a factor. He could absolutely be a factor.
It's a really good setup for Billy because he hits it straight.
Yeah.
He's not a long guy. You don't have to be real long at Augusta, but he's a really good putter. And Billy will – I'm going to go out on a limb and say Billy Horschel's the highest finishing Gator.
I think he'll make the cut. I mean, I do definitely think we'll see him on the weekend. I hope.
Yeah. So now the par three, is it raining up there today or tomorrow?
I think it's today.
But we're at the Masters. It's not raining right now, but when does it rain?
Yeah, your rain is coming in a few hours there, my man.
Won't get the par three course done.
I don't think so. And Jack decided he's done with the par three. It's been canceled 2 years in a row because of COVID. It's kind of disappeared. It'll come back, but the rain today, I think, is going to be a problem. I do. But I'm not aware of that.
We got a text on the Titan More text line, and I don't think I know the answer to this. This comes from Fred. Fred wants to know, hey, guys, you just mentioned the par three contest. Does the winner get paid for that?
Oh, yeah. You should know that. You're there.
Well, I'll ask.
That means we both don't know that. I'm going to say the answer is no, they don't get paid. But it's something to do. It's a Wednesday tradition, and maybe they get a little plate or something. Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie says here, sorry, I assume we had at least a few guys in the field. The school that has the most in the field would be your Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. Bubba, all of them, yeah.
Kevin Kisner.
Kevin Kisner, sure. Yeah, it's kind
of fun. Brian Harman. I mean, there's a ton of Georgia guys
playing. Isn't Sepp Straka a Georgia Bulldog?
Yes.
Yes. So, I think Harris English is a Georgia Bulldog, although I don't know if you feel. It's amazing all those Bulldogs that are on the golf tour, the professional golf tour. But I like my guys. Dustin, Rahm, and Niemann with an asterisk on Tiger. I get an asterisk play there.
Do you think Tiger makes the cut?
You know, I'm going to say he does, yeah. I just think QB, with the rain falling, the course is going to play easier.
And that, you know what that's going to do? That's going to make that walk so much harder.
Maybe, but I think about
the elevation changes. Mm-hmm. You've been through this. It's what a great athlete you are. When it's mushy, it makes it hard to walk.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, especially if you got a blown up ankle and right leg. I get it. It is true what you said about the television does no justice to this course. You walk in, the first thing you see is how huge the dip on number one is. And nobody would have known that just by watching it on TV. The dip from the tee box to the tee, just on number one, which never gets shown on television, rarely does, but I guess it does now because of ESPN. But the dip, you go down into this hole and then you come back up. I couldn't believe it. That was the first thing.
I was telling Buddy Martin yesterday, the last time I went to Augusta, I went with three other offensive linemen from the Bears because one of them, their granddad gets tickets every year. And so we rented the house and all that stuff. Yeah. We went all four rounds. Oh. And I hate to say it, but us four guys, the three offensive linemen and myself, we had to pop a bunch of pain pills to make it through the damn rounds. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's true. Imagine carrying a 57-pound bag or a 80-pound golf bag. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. I will say this. Paul Tesori is a Gator who carries the bag for Webb Simpson will be there. And so that's another Gator. Real quick, JC, I don't know if you know the answer to this because I don't. Joseph asks, how many Sooners are on tour? I just saw a video of Oklahoma's golf facilities. That place is crazy.
No, I couldn't tell you. I don't know that.
Oklahoma State.
They get the.
They have a ton on tour, and they are one of the premier golf programs in America.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, so
I'm not sure. I don't know about the Sooners.
Yeah, don't know that. I do know that Brady Manick, is that his name? Brady Manick from North Carolina. Yeah, he played for Oklahoma and moved. Got in the final game.
Well, that has nothing to do with the golf team.
No, but real quick before I go, that Kansas game, I didn't get a chance to say anything about it yesterday, whatever. But that 15-point comeback was the second time they came back from down 15 from the Miami game to this game. Something happens to them at halftime, and it's good for Bill Self. And what I really loved was seeing Mark Emmert of the NCAA have to hand over or be on the stage, I should say, giving them the national.
But did you hear what he called them?
No, I didn't.
He said, "Now our national champion. I want to present the trophy to our national champion, Kansas City Jayhawks."
Kansas City Jayhawks. I did see that. The guy is senile. I don't know what to tell you.
Kansas City Jayhawks.
There you go. I've got to get a KU. Maybe a KU hat. I am. I. You know they want it.
You can't get a KU hat. You got to get that damn bird.
The Jayhawk. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, JC. All right. Enjoy the Masters. We'll talk to you on Friday.
You got it. Thanks, bro.
That's JC. Join us on the Titan MMR Hotline. Going to take a timeout. We come back. We'll be joined by Trent Whittemore and Joshua Braun of the Florida Gators on the weekly Word with Whit.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are MB Listing, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Avera and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Ruse Ogra Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
What's up, y'all? Back with another edition of Weekly Word with Wit. This week, I'm back in the trenches with my boy Josh Braun. Josh, great to have you on, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, so I know some of y'all texted in again with some questions. That's amazing. So let's get straight to it. First off, tell me a little bit about your hometown, high school, all that good stuff.
So I'm from Suwanee County, Live Oak. It's about an hour 15 up I-75 and then I-10. But originally I was born in New York, lived there for 2 years. My parents have an army background, and so they like to move around. They don't like to stay in one spot very long.
Gotcha.
So I went from New York to Tallahassee because I caught the tail end of them moving around all the time. And I spent 9 years in Tallahassee before moving to Orlando for 3, and then a brief stint in East Texas for 1 year before moving to Suwanee.
Wow. I actually didn't know all that. So how long were you in Suwanee before coming to Genshall?
So I got to Suwanee like July of before my freshman year of high school. Gotcha. And then I spent my high school in Suwanee. And so 3.5 years before coming to Gainesville.
Yeah. I know you got a football family, a couple brothers who played at some big places. Mm-hmm. One to Texas, one to...
So to begin with, both of my parents went to West Point. My dad played football at West Point. My mom played basketball. That's where they met. My oldest brother, Trey, played left guard at Georgia Tech and was a mechanical engineer. My middle brother, Parker, was also a left guard at Georgia Tech before grad transferring to Texas for his final year.
Awesome. And you said one was a mechanical engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, so he did mechanical engineering at Georgia Tech. That's really why he went to Georgia Tech. Yeah. He was on a...
That's pretty big time to be doing that at Georgia Tech.
He was visiting FSU, and he was meeting with Rick Trickett, who was the offensive line coach at the time.
Uh-huh.
And Trickett asked my brother, he's like, "Now, what do you want to study?" And my brother said, mechanical engineering. And he looked at him and he said, "Do you have an offer from Georgia Tech?" Or he said, "Yes." And Trickett's like, "Well, then why are you here?
Yeah, that's funny.
Just go to Georgia Tech and be an engineer."
That's funny. Well, speaking of education, I know you have a bit of an interesting degree yourself. Speak to that. What you're studying here in Florida?
So when I came in, I declared mechanical engineering because my brother was a mechanical engineer. Seeing what he did, it was kind of interesting. I liked math. I wanted to do it. Got about 1.5 years into it and realized it was very boring. Mm-hmm. Not my strong suit. Did not want to be
pretty time consuming too while you're playing ball. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I reached an impasse where I was like, I can only give 50% to football and 50% to academics.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that, so I wanted to free myself up to focus more on football. And so from mechanical engineering, I transferred majors to classical studies. And classical studies is, one of my professors, Dr. Bagan, likes to describe it as, it's math, science, history, philosophy, all those things just set in ancient Greece or ancient Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want a broad major that you can explore different avenues, but still be confined to one specialty, classical studies is...
Yeah,
for you.
It's really cool. I actually went to a place called Cornerstone Academy growing up for middle school, which was, they call it a classical education. Mm-hmm. So we go through Latin, called Omnibus is our history, where we go through, it's a biblical study with like focus on, you know, Greece mm-hmm. and Rome and all that stuff. So it is very interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely, spending some time in classical studies, this is definitely what I want my kids to grow up in. I want them to have a classical education. I want to teach them Latin and Greek. As they're growing up, just because I think it's so beneficial, not only just to know another language, but to the mental processes you use mm-hmm. to study and understand a different language.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of, people don't realize there's a lot of Latin derivatives.
Yeah. My English grammar is through the roof now that I've been studying Latin.
Yeah.
Like, we just went over past participles and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and before we did that, I didn't even know what they were in English. Like, I knew... I didn't know what it was called, but
I remember learning about those at one point. I'm not sure I know what they are in English right now. So let's move on to a little halftime segment. A couple yes or no questions for you, Josh. Suwanee or Gainesville, town to live in?
Town to live in?
Yeah.
Ooh. I would have to go Suwanee.
Okay.
Because Gainesville is kind of split in hairs between whether it's like a city or a country town.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really get a lot of the big city,
yeah.
and you also don't get what's appealing about the small town.
Yeah,
country.
It is kind of on the fence with it. Yeah,
but Suwanee is straight small town country.
Yeah.
Good food, good springs, good river.
Yeah.
And if I had to live in one of those places for the rest of my life, it would be Suwannee.
I got you. So that'll probably answer country or city living. Do you have any desire to ever live in the city?
Okay. Well, yes. Yes. Country versus city living, I would rather live in the city.
Really?
But like a big city, like Atlanta or Philadelphia, or just like a bigger city. Gainesville, there's like, it's a small city.
Right.
Small city, it's all the bad things about living in a city without any of the
good. So you want all or nothing, basically.
Yeah, all or nothing.
I got you. Speaking of good food, Sonny's or Adams for a barbecue spot in Gainesville?
Man, I grew up a Sonny's boy.
I did
after church on Sunday, going to Sonny's. And the great thing about Sonny's, not anymore now that they remodeled, but you can go into any Sonny's anywhere and it's exactly the same. You know what you're going to get. And so my go-to Sonny's. Sonny's
good stuff. You know the original Sonny's is on Waldo Road.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been there multiple times. That was my first... once I moved to Gainesville, that was my first like destination to go.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I know you played a little tennis in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is very nimble, light on his feet for a guy his size. So I came up with a pretty good hypothetical here. Would you rather win Wimbledon or Super Bowl?
People are going to be mad because the Super Bowl is the highest achievement you can get in football.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not
but,
mad.
I mean, I just want to hear what you have Wimbledon to say. Is like a solo thing.
It is.
That's you.
It is.
And if I won Wimbledon at 350 pounds, 6'6", I would go down in the history books. That'd be insane.
No doubt. I mean, here's the thing. I've had a lot of guys on here who have other favorite sports. And I think when it's a solo accomplishment, like, oh, would you rather win the 100 or the Super Bowl, like at the Olympics? It's like, well, I'd rather win the Olympics because
it's all you. It's all
you
me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can... I mean, you
may be a little selfish, but
think about it. You could give up 2 sacks in the Super Bowl and your team still wins it.
Yeah, you can play awful and still get the ring. And
it's kind of a funny deal. Arby's or Wendy's?
I have to go with Arby's because I like gyros. Mm. And so I'd go with Arby's. I always get the gyro, which is weird. Getting like Greek food at American
a fast food. Evan McPherson, that I had on last week, is a big Arby's guy.
Oh, dude, they're the best fries in fast food.
They do have some.
They're curly fries.
I'm not a huge fan of the restaurant overall, but I'll give it to you. They do have some.
To be fair, I've only had three things from Arby's. So
the Greek.
I've had the gyro, and I've had the beef and cheddar, beef and cheese, and I've had the fish sandwich, and that's it.
Well, there's your Arby's commercial for the week, so y'all go get some Arby's. All right, we had a couple people text in from Jason. He says, aren't you engaged? How did you meet your fiance?
So, yes, I am engaged. In fact, yesterday we just took engagement photos at the stadium.
Pretty awesome.
So I'll be posting those online for those interested. So I met my fiance first day of freshman year. She was in my 7th period Earth Space Science class. We sat across from each other, and we've been together ever since.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So how many years is that now?
So... we did that whole talking phase that the kids are doing nowadays.
Right.
So we talked for about a year, started dating August before my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So you go 3, 4, 5?
That sounds about right.
Five or six. We don't really know because it's been a long time and our timeline's a little fuzzy.
That's awesome. Five or six. That's awesome. That's a storybook.
Oh yeah, man.
Couple right there. I have a bit of a similar story. I'm still with my high school girlfriend as well. So
it's not a competition.
I think you got me beat on the link there. From Andy, how confident are you that you would whip any of your Gator teammates in tennis? Wow.
Oh, 100%.
We had a couple people already know that you play 100%. Tennis. How about that?
Dude, yeah, it's famous.
It is famous.
Famous tennis player.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't take you.
I would. It's just the intimidation factor.
Yeah.
I learned that in like one of the first matches I ever played in tennis. I was going against a little kid from Rickards. He had to be like a freshman, but he was barely 5 foot, maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And he lofted one over the net, and I charged the net, and I just slammed it, except I wasn't looking where he was, and I hit him square in the chest.
And that was it?
That was it. He was done.
That's unreal. I imagine.
No, I'm just kidding. He whooped me. It pissed him off that I hit him, and so he just started bouncing him all over the court.
You know how the guys like grunt when they hit it?
Yeah.
I felt like your grunt would be like extra intimidating. Like.
Yeah, my coach told me I should grunt more because if I just started like screeching when I hit the ball, game over.
Yeah.
But I could never do that. It's too embarrassing.
If you had to do it over, maybe you would. We have from Larry, what's the biggest difference in the trenches between SEC and high school ball? Big difference for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, huge difference. Whether you want to go... So I played 5A ball in North Florida.
Yeah, pretty good high school football.
I mean, decent. Compared to other states, decent. Compared to, like, Florida as a whole, maybe on the lower end. But if you want to compare it to the SEC, I mean, first of all, no comparison, but just the size of the D linemen, the speed of the defensive ends, the knowledge of the linebackers where they're plugging and they're triggering way faster than any high school.
I mean, college football as a whole, I think everyone just knows their assignment better. Everyone's moving faster. First of all, everyone's faster. Mm-hmm. Everyone also knows their assignment better. So, I mean, those two factors just make everything move faster. You know?
And just the stakes. I mean, it's way different playing in front of 1,000 people in high school or
100,000.
Yeah, 90,000, 100,000.
Yeah,
playing in Jacks or in the SEC championship.
Definitely.
Stakes are definitely higher.
Yeah, for sure. We have from Jesse. How much stronger have you gotten since being in college?
It's hard to put a number on it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
The strength programs were definitely different. In high school, we were... my high school strength coach, Dan Marcy, was a... He was a great power lifter, and he's also a great Olympic lifter.
Mm-hmm.
And with Florida weightlifting in high school, they did a mixture of both when I was in it. So we had the bench, and we had the power clean. Or no, the bench and the clean and jerk.
Right.
And so... My bench has remained the same just because, I mean, our focus now isn't benching. It's it's football as a whole.
Right.
The squat, I messed up my back. Not messed up, but like just little tweaks here and there. And so my squat is, I actually don't squat anymore. I do the pit shark.
Yeah.
And so I load that up. So if you look at a numbers game, I mean, I'm pit sharking 1,200, 1,300 pounds.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
I think, I mean, for me, I don't know, like weight room games. Yeah, I've definitely had weight room games since I've got to college, but I've also just, it's just like a field
strength. We're also just older.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a field strength maturity deal. Yeah. Where
like now I'm 21. Of course, like I'm stronger than I was when I was 17.
Right. Yeah.
My focus now isn't getting stronger. It's playing the field.
Yeah, playing better football, yeah. And that's what it, I mean, that's what it's all about. I asked pretty much everybody who comes on here, you know, their favorite moment since they've been at UF on the field. So I want to hear yours.
So my favorite moment as of now, hopefully there are better moments. But
for sure.
My freshman year, it was COVID. And I got, let me see, I'm a little hazy on the timeline. I got in against Missouri.
Right. That would have been right after we came out of that COVID break.
We went home for quarantine after Texas A&M.
Yep.
I got in the game against Missouri. I got in the game against...
Georgia was the next game.
Was Georgia the next game? I couldn't remember if Arkansas or Georgia was the next game. So my favorite moment playing football since I've been at UF is my freshman year we were playing Georgia and Stuart Reese went down with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, I remember that.
And leading up to that game, I guess I can be a little bit freer with my words now that everything's happened. But going into that game, I'm like, we're playing Georgia, biggest rival. I'm just a freshman. It's been COVID, so like I don't have that much experience because I didn't get spring.
Yeah.
There's no shot I'm getting in the game. And so that was in the back of my mind. I didn't prepare that way. Like I prepared very well, took notes.
Right, but you just kind of felt that way.
But I thought, I was like, of course, like I'm a freshman. It's Georgia. I would not be surprised if I didn't get in the game.
Right.
It is what it is. And then about halfway through the second quarter, Stuart Reese went down with a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. And I remember because during that play, I like took a moment before I knew I was going in the game. I took a moment. I looked around. I'm like, man, we're playing in the Jaguar Stadium. We're playing against our biggest rival.
Basically,
Georgia.
I mean, you know, and not to, you know, anything to the other teams in the East, but I mean, that was for the everyone.
Yeah, like that was for the East. It was the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, crowd was packed for a COVID game.
It was actually pretty loud.
Yeah, so I wasn't even focusing on the game at that point. I was just taking in the atmosphere and appreciating the moment while I was in it. And then I hear Coach Hevesy yelling at me. He's like, Josh, I'm like, what? He's like, get in the game. Stewart's down.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. And so I didn't even have time to comprehend that I was going in right. to play against Georgia.
All of a sudden, you're just in there.
All of a sudden, I was just in there. I had Brett Heggie next to me. They called a play. I was like, what did he say? And Brett Heggie was like, just block that guy. And so I'm very appreciative to Heggie for steering me in the right direction during mm-hmm. that game. But yeah, I went on to finish the game, played 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
2.5 quarters. We beat Georgia. That was phenomenal.
Played probably our best ball of the year. There in that kind of that 3-week span. We were really
we were hot during that span. We were. But yeah, so if hands down going into the Georgia game, beating Georgia, getting to appreciate the win and count it as a win for myself.
Yeah.
Because both of my brothers played at Tech and their biggest rival was Georgia.
Right.
And both of them also beat Georgia.
That's pretty awesome.
And so I was like, man, if we beat Georgia and I didn't play, I can't really say I beat Georgia.
Right. Yeah.
And so being able to play in the game, substantially awesome. Take the lead, win the game, and being able to say that I beat Georgia.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's my best memory so far. And hopefully I'll have a new one.
Yeah, hopefully more to come.
6 months.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
Is it 6 months? Five? I don't know. I'm
somewhere
not going to
around there. We're getting close. That's all we know.
Close. Oh, geez.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Like he already addressed, he is getting married to his fiance Susie in how many months is that? Do we know those months?
June 18th.
Okay.
So just started April, May, June.
That's coming up.
2.5. 2.5.
Wow.
I have a counter on my phone. I can tell you how many days.
Let's see.
Sorry if it 75 days.
75 days. Well, huge congrats to y'all, man.
Oh, thanks,
man. Looking forward to that. Going to be a beautiful family.
Yeah, I think she's making the invitations right now.
So awesome.
Going out soon.
Well, y'all give me a follow on Twitter at Trent _Witt. And what is your Twitter handle?
Oh, geez. My Twitter handle
is... Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one.
It's some variation of L-O... Yeah, so it's L-O-S-O-72.
L-O-S-O-72
means the bear in Spanish. And just a quick little... my fiance's mom, when we first started dating, she didn't know my name. But when I would go over to their house, they had a small house, mm-hmm. very delicate.
Yeah.
And whenever I'd move, the whole house would like shake and creak. And so she would call me the bear.
I got you.
So El Oso is the bear. She'd be like, hey, Susie, when's El Oso coming over?
I got you.
And so now I'm with all these NIL deals, I'm trying to make it stick. So we'll see what happens.
Very cool. Well, like I said, appreciate y'all always. And tune in for next week.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Okito America, Style Cuts, Big Mills Cheesesteaks. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. Comfort Temp's now hiring team members with all levels of experience. Give them a call today at 352-376-2366. This day in sports, we're going to go to the Masters in 1952. At Augusta National, it was the 16th Masters Tournament. Sam Snead wins his second green jacket by 4 strokes over Jack Burke Jr. That's This Day in Sports, brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Hope you enjoyed today's program. JC and I did our Peachland Dental Masters picks, and then the weekly word wit with Big Josh Braun. I thought it was a tremendous interview. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Make sure you give those guys a follow. And we'll let you know who Trent's going to have on next week, and you can shoot him text messages. We'll get a ton of them. We don't have enough time, so Trent picks what he wants to ask. So, Andy, real quick, Andy says, did you see that three players from St. Peter's have entered the transfer pool? I did see that. Don't be surprised if they don't end up at Seton Hall. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's program. Be safe out there, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.